Legislative sessions are fairly fast-paced, so to connect with the public, many lawmakers have taken to social media. We spoke with Roby Brock of Talk Business Arkansas about what impact Twitter in particular had in this legislative session.
I think Twitter and Facebook and social media really changed the dynamic in this past legislative session in particular. Lawmakers were touting policy positions, even breaking news with bills that they filed, some of the reasons that they actually filed some of that legislation. There were policy conversations between legislators and each other, legislators and constituents, legislators and members of the press. It was very, very interesting to stay informed or learn about developments through, you know, a member's house Facebook page or Twitter feed. It was a great way to kind of engage with elected officials and the public, too.
Even legislative leadership is now relying on social media.
You know, Speaker Davy Carter told the press at the end of the session that he could not have imagined keeping up with legislative developments without Twitter and some of the other social media that's out there. He said that it helped him organize, stay on top of what was happening in various committees at different ends of the Capitol, as well as in some of the press reports that were out there. There were a number of times that he took to his Twitter account to correct information or to make a statement or maybe to counter an opinion out there that he disagreed with. He also used it as a forum to show where he agreed with some of the press accounts and some of the opinions that were out there. It was very helpful to understand kind of where his position was on some stuff and what action might be about to occur.
But Roby Brock notes what was helpful to some caused problems for others.
On the flip side, you know, social media has its dangers for legislators and elected officials, too. The most obvious example is Representative Nate Bell's tweet a week ago on Friday during the manhunt for the Boston Marathon bombing suspect. Bell's tweet and Facebook post about cowering liberals and his subsequent apology for the timing of that comment sparked a worldwide backlash. And I think at one time he had more than 10,000 comments on his Facebook page from mostly irate people. So it does show that there are dangers to thinking before you actually push the button and post something. And I think lawmakers probably learned that lesson pretty painfully at Nate Bell's expense last week.
With any new medium, it takes a while to develop how it's used, but some basic rules of communication still apply.
Just like talking to a member of the press or to a constituent face-to-face, I think politicians need to be careful and cautious about using some of the social media that's out there. This medium still allows you to make comments that are very hard to take back once you've made them. Sometimes they can be taken out of context if you're talking in 140 characters or less. So there's upside, there's downside. It's been really fascinating to see how it's been used and how much of it's really grown as almost a necessity to keeping up with current events, political events, things happening in Arkansas and around the country and around the world.
That was Roby Brock of Talk Business Arkansas. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.